question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, police are looking for a teen who fired shots at an acquaintance riding a bike in a Toms River neighborhood Tuesday afternoon. Police were called to the Camino Hermosa neighborhood off Route 70 at about 4 p.m. for a report of shots fired, though the victim did tell police he was not hit. Some homes were struck by gunfire, though, according to police. A group of TikTok content creators is suing the U.S. government over its efforts to ban the popular app.
A law signed by President Biden last month calls for TikTok's China-based parent company ByteDance to sell the app or have it banned in the U.S. In the lawsuit, the creators call the law unconstitutionally overbroad and argue it violates the First Amendment rights of users. The creators claim the law bans an entire medium of communication and all the speech communicated through that medium, even though, at the very least, the vast majority of that speech is protected. I'm Brian Shook.
Could inflation actually bring more people to the Jersey Shore this summer? Economics professor Oliver Cook at Stockton University says local trips may be more financially feasible for families than trips to other states or countries.
Maybe as opposed to flying somewhere else, maybe now you get like, okay, we're going to tighten up and we're going to be closer to home.
Businesses say the ultimate wild card is the weather. Many summer weekends in 2023 were impacted by rain. A busy intersection in East Rutherford that will see a lot of traffic when the World Cup comes to MetLife Stadium in 2 years is in line for major improvements. A traffic light at the corner of Hackensack Street and Union Avenue will be installed as a result of a shared service agreement between Bergen County and East Rutherford. Officials add the light will improve pedestrian safety and traffic flow along Hackensack Street. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. For how long will the Garden State be cloud covered? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have some off and on rain and drizzle throughout tonight and really through the day tomorrow. It's going to be breezy with lows in the upper 50s tonight, highs in the mid 60s tomorrow. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, maybe a leftover shower. Lows will be in the upper 50s and pleasant and warmer for Friday with more clouds and sunshine, high 70 to 75. Cooler for the weekend as there will be more clouds around. Potentially a couple of showers Saturday, especially during the afternoon, high 60 to 65 and perhaps a little bit of rain around Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
It's 59 degrees in Sussex, 59 degrees in Trenton, 58 degrees Egg Harbor Township. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes. Brought to you by Appliance Master. For over 40 years, Appliance Master has been New Jersey's go-to service for appliance repair. All major appliances, common or high-end brands, they've got you covered. Schedule an appointment online and receive a free service call coupon. Go to AppliancesMaster.com and buy the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety. Two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home to his family. One guy didn't. Click it. Don't risk it. A message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.